Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Sanhedrin Daf Tes, Sanhedrin 9. Today's Daf Yomi, we first return to the Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah records a dispute as to how many judges are required to judge a case of Motzi Shemra. Motzi Shemra is where a husband has married a woman, and then he has claimed falsely that she was not really a virgin bride on the wedding night. And this is a false claim, and because he has brought a false claim, the law is that he has to pay 100 pieces of silver to the father of the bride. So in our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says such a situation of Motzi Shemra, where the man's claim is false, that requires three judges. Whereas the Chachamim say Motzi Shemra be'esrim v'shlosha, that a Motzi Shemra case requires 23 judges, mimnei sheyesh bo dinei nefashos, because it could turn into a case of a capital crime. Because if indeed there were witnesses that she was adulterous, then indeed there would be 23 judges that were required. So the Gemara says, we don't understand at all why the Chachamim give this approach of 23, because it could turn into a capital case. This doesn't make any sense. The Gemara says, if there will be a capital case, if there's going to be a capital case, then we'll bring out the 23 judges. So why from the beginning do we say, let there be 23 judges? Because maybe there will be a need for it, as it could turn into a capital case. And so therefore, the Gemara comes along and gives 8 different explanations of the dispute between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. We're not going to discuss all 8, but we'll look at now the 6th explanation, which is that of Ravina, which appears on today's Daf, on Daf Tes. So Ravina says, in order to understand the dispute between Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan in our Mishnah, we first have to go back to a situation of an argument between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi, and how to interpret a position of Rabbi Akiva. So comes along Ravina. Ravina says, what are we talking about? That one of the witnesses who came forward to testify about this bride and claim on behalf of the husband that she was actually adulterous, one of those witnesses turns out to be an invalid witness. We know that, technically speaking, 2 witnesses are required to convict a person. In this case, one of the witnesses was either relative or invalid. However, there were more than 2 witnesses, because Rabbi Akiva taught that since the verse states in Deuteronomy 17, verse 6, Al pishnayim edim al shlosh edim yumas ames, that a person can be convicted only on the basis of 2 or 3 witnesses. So the Gemara asks in Makos, Daf Hey, why does it have to say in the verse 2 witnesses or 3 witnesses? So Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, Lo ba shlishi el lahachmir lav, rasos dina kayotu be'ilus. Rabbi Akiva gives the position that the reason why it says or 3 witnesses, this is coming to be stringent and to tell us that even though the 3rd witness was not necessary, if all 3 witnesses were false and the 3rd one to testify, his testimony was totally not necessary, nonetheless, if there comes to be what's called edim who come to say that these witnesses are Ede Zomimim, that these are false witnesses, we also convict the 3rd one, even though his testimony was not necessary, and we punish him the way we punish the other 2 false witnesses. That is how most people understand Rabbi Akiva's position. And so therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, therefore, since the text punishes somebody who is just attached to a sinner as though they are the sinner themselves, in this case the 3rd witness, how much more so will somebody who is just attached to a reward get the reward for the mitzvah, like they had done the mitzvah themselves? And comes along Rabbi Akiva and says, and just like 2, if one of them is a relative or an invalid witness, their testimony is also considered to be invalid. So too, if there are 3 and one of them is considered to be an invalid witness, then the entire testimony is invalid. And about this, there's a dispute between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi as to how we understand what this teaching of Rabbi Akiva is. So Rabbi Yossi says, when do we say that if there's one witness amongst 3 who's invalid, all 3 are invalid? That's only by a dine nefashos, by a capital crime. But if it's a monetary matter, then the witnesses who are valid, the 2 witnesses, their testimony will stand. And so therefore, therefore, in this situation, if there were three witnesses and one of them was invalid, so Rabbi Meir would say we're going to judge it in a case as a monetary case because two witnesses are valid in a monetary case, even if the third witness was wrong. But Rabbi's position is no. Echad dinei mamonos ve'echad dinei nefashos, whether it's a monetary or capital crime, we say one extra witness will invalidate everything. But that's only in a situation where they all were warning, where even the third witness was involved in warning the other two witnesses, were involved in warning the defendant. But in a situation where the third witness was just standing there and watching, but he had nothing to do with it, Rebbe says, well, that person is just a bystander, and therefore, even in a capital crime, the case will not, the testimony of the two valid witnesses will not be thrown out. And so therefore, Rebbe understands that what are we talking about here? We're talking about where there were three witnesses who saw the woman commit adultery. One of those witnesses was a relative, but still, since that witness didn't actively take part in warning the woman not to commit adultery, we disregard this witness, and therefore there are still two witnesses to take this woman to trial and convict. However, Rabbi Yossi would be of the opinion, no, that since there are three witnesses and one of them was an invalid witness, it becomes only a monetary situation, and therefore we can only take this to a court of three. But we see from here a very beautiful idea that for a mitzvah, we can attach and people can be connected. And this is the basis for why, even if somebody didn't learn a tractate of Talmud, everybody could join in for the Siyum. And this is why the Siyum is set in the plural, so that everybody could join together. For a sin, people can be connected. How much more so for a mitzvah.